hard-fought victory?
Yes, absolutely. Again, Stevie must be cursing us because there's been nothing in the games, all three games. You know, the game here the last time had 0-0 written over it. We got a late penalty. The game up in Inverness, young Nisbet, unlike him, missed a couple of good chances and we took ours. And tonight I thought was a really, again, even game. Two unbelievable goals. Incredible strikes. And it looked like it was going to play out. They had a couple of chances, we hit the post. You think, it's going to be 1-1. And then we got a wee bit of fortune. But the fact that we're still brave and going forward, maybe we, you know, I'm not saying we deserved it because we didn't. I think if it finished 1-1, then it would have been a fair reflection of the game.
After a tough week for a variety of reasons, maybe aren't that wee bit of luck?
Well, if you're a Pars fan, no, you would think we were lucky. But, you know, we've kept working hard to say it was great to play on a pitch like that tonight, and with full credit to the groundsman. It was a magnificent surface because we've played on the proverbial paddy fields the last couple of games. It's been tough on the players. Then we come down to obviously Easter Road now on Friday night. So we felt, you know, it was massive to get the 3 points to get us back in the groove of winning games. It's been a great month for us. You know, you consider it, you know, Dundee United beat us and we were a wee bit unlucky in that game. But we've consolidated second place. We've got to a cup final and we got to a quarters of Scottish Cup this month. So it's been a terrific month for us, and that now allows us to go Easter Road with confidence and give it a real go and see where it takes us.
Big impact off the bench from Tom Walsh as well.
Well, we say that to players. You know, you look at the three guys that came on, made a big impact. Charlie got in there, got stuck in, became a vital cog in the defensive aspect. Walsh, you come on, he's unlucky. He's hit the post, he's fractionally offside for another one. And he gets that wee bit of luck. But we keep saying to him, we're saying to Miles, we say, Aaron, have a shot. You never know what could happen. He got that wee bit of luck and deflection in there. And also James Keane comes on and started to spread the ball about, cut people open. So all in all, that's what we want. You know, we know they're starting 11, they'll give us everything, but the subs have to come on. And giving this run we've got coming up now, we've got seven league games after the Hibs game, before the next cup final. We're going to need every single player. You know, you look at young Roddy tonight, terrific. He was only a kid, he's only 18, but he shows the qualities that we need. The players trust him. Young Cameron Harper will get in there at some stage as well, but it allowed us to rescue him at high tonight, and likes of Charlie Trafford as well. So as I say, we've got to be careful with our squad and make sure we manage it properly, because March is going to be a hugely demanding month and a hugely pivotal month for our club.